length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As I have said many, many times, this particular weekend edition is entirely being recorded at the World Investment Conference put on by Cambridge House up in Vancouver, British Columbia. We are recording this on Memorial Day weekend. It is a interesting show, to say the least. It gives us the opportunity, I have to say, to speak one-on-one with a whole bunch of folks. One guy who I don't need to go to a show to speak one-on-one and look him straight in the eye is Trader Raj. You know, Roger and I have been talking politics for as long as I've known him. And Raj, I want to get your opinion. You and I haven't really discussed this issue. I asked you to please keep it clean, and you promised you would. So we're gonna discuss three issues that I find to be absolutely amazing right now. IRS scandal. Peggy Noonan, by the way, in her daily editorial on, it was a week ago today, actually, came out and absolutely lambasted the administration. She said it is such a shame that the American people now really can't trust the Internal Revenue Service. I say amen to that. Point number two, the situation, and this is the one that where I think they really put their foot in their mouth. They went after the Associated Press reporters. I think that that was a very, very large mistake because, you know what? One thing I learned a long time ago, you don't mess with the press. Corey and I are going to give you the mic. Say whatever you want, bud. No four-letter words because I know how adamantly you feel about this.
I think, Dale, that the interesting thing about politics right now is that there seem to be so many scandals going on at the same time in our capital in Washington. One of the things that, of course, started a lot, that started this thing off some time ago was the Benghazi-Libya problem. That one, I think, is going to be a little bit difficult to evaluate and to have enough feedback and pushback on it so that people will lose jobs. I think people in smaller positions will lose jobs. But the Republicans, the GOP, have been in a tone where they want to go after the Secretary of State. I don't think that's going to work. I think the Clintons for years have been able to dodge bullets of all kinds, and I just don't think that's going to work at all. So I think the Benghazi thing will finally settle down. But I think there's some people going to lose jobs, and let's get down to brass tacks, and that is this. Four people were killed, and that definitely is going to create some problems where some people are going to get fired. I think there's a lot more to go on that one yet, so we'll see where that one goes. On the Internal Revenue scandal, which is more recent, and some people say is more severe, I think the hearings will eventually, and not too much longer, will bring forth more ideas and pinpoint some of the problems to the extent that some people will be demoted or fired or get what I call lateral arabesque. They get moved sideways out of one job into another job. As bad as that one has been, people argue against the tax people in every country, not just the United States. And I think the mess that we've got right now in the U.S., there will be some high-level people lose jobs, and I think that they will have hearings that will basically smooth everything over and go back to where they were before. I think they're going to back off on some of the things they were doing because politics and that kind of a situation really do not mix well at all. As it turned out, you can see the big dust-up that we did have. I think the worst of all, and as you said, the press right now, the AP recording and videos and all the other things they did regarding that particular scandal, I think that one is just getting warmed up. They started on Fox News. A mistake was made, in my view, a serious mistake from the standpoint of going after James Rosen and dropping papers on him, either indicting him or saying he was a person of interest in some kind of a criminal problem. And I think that now Fox News has got a lot of money. Roger Ailes is big, smart, strong. He's got other friends in the business that are going to go with him. And I think that one is going to get really ugly. And if you couple it with the AP problem, the two or three of them together could be a steamroller on the next election. Keep in mind, there is an election coming up in 2014, and the way things go in America anymore, they start politicking so far in advance, it seems like we're perpetually in an election situation. So where that one goes, it's hard to say. I do think that the one thing that's happening here is there's a vacuum of leadership in Washington now, and I think it's very serious, primarily for foreign relations with the United States.
Now, Raj, we constantly talk about how the press really affiliates with one party or another and can really help that party or really hurt the other party. Do you see this new AP scandal and even, like you said, Fox News having a lot of power and money, do you see them shifting political alliances?
You would think so based upon the people who are charged and accused in the scandal. But generally, I think that the scandal is going to be blanketed against both parties. I think you're going to see some problems slide over into the Republican side and the GOP side, as well as on the Democrats. And I think that, the size of that thing and what's happened here, you're talking about freedom of the press and freedom of speech, and that goes right to the basic part of the U.S. American Constitution. And I think that that is ruffling feathers everywhere, and it's going to turn into more of a generic, let's get everybody and solve the thing all the way across the board.
Roger, I'm curious about one thing. How is that going to, in light of the fact that the current administration is pretty much behind what happened with the press, how's that going to hurt the Democrats? I'm sorry, the Republicans.
Well, I think when one team, in this case the Democrats, is accused of all the things that have hit them in the past 3 to 4 months, they're going to retaliate and they're going to try to come up with similar problems on the Republican side with the GOP. So consequently, they're going to find something they can do to make some problems for the Republican Party.
Well, I think it's very possible. If I were to guess, I would have to say that the government in general is probably kind of under a microscope right now in light of these things that have happened, but I sure don't see it at all. I think you're being very kind to say that it may also affect the Republicans. I think it's possible in the sense that, as Ron Paul said when I spoke with him recently, he said, you know, anybody who thinks that we have a two-party system in the United States, for lack of better terms, is really crazy. We really don't have a two-party system in the United States in the sense that they're one and the same. I mean, what do you think about that, Raj?
No, they are. They are pretty much one and the same, because I've noticed that particularly in the U.S. Senate. I've been a John McCain fan for a lot of years. And over the past 3 to 5 years, and since he was nominated for to be president, I'm not a John McCain fan anymore.
Well, the only thing I can say about McCain is that I think, as a human being, I think he's got some principles. Yeah. I mean, anybody who can stand up the way he did to the Viet Cong, I think really deserves a little credit. Roger Dodger, we're going to give you the final word, bud.
The one thing I would say is that I think what has happened with these scandals will, in fact, affect the election. How much, how deep it's going to go, I think the Democratic Party is going to lose a lot of seats, and it's going to go deep. And how do you measure that? It's hard to say.
I don't know. We're going to find out in 2014. I think that the scrutiny, though, that the government in general is under, and right now the microscope is truly focused on the Democrats, and I think rightly so. I would love to see myself proven wrong, but I think there were some very, very serious mistakes made, and if you listen to a certain segment of the press and you believe what they have to say, very possibly laws were broken. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I have a relatively new guest on the line with me right now, and this is the only segment, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that isn't originating from the World Resource Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Doing this one in the studio because I kind of wanted to wait until Friday to get Gary Savage on the line with me right now. Gary was introduced to me by an old friend, Laura Stein, quote-unquote, the bell of the mining industry, and he does a great job in terms of being on our show,
He's got a lot of followers out there, so we really appreciate his input. Gary, I got a question for you. Now, we're recording this on Friday. The gold market is, for all practical purposes, pretty done for the week. Gold finished today down $21.50, but gold finished up on the week. And I have to say that I kind of viewed today, Friday, as being more or less of a natural correction that occurred as a result of some profit taking. I'd like to start out and talk about that a little bit with you. Do you agree with me or disagree?
I tend to agree with one caveat that I think a lot is going to hinge on what happens to the stock market over the next 2 weeks. It looks to me like you're probably right, and I think that the gold put in a double bottom on, I think it was May 20th.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like is happening. The caveat is that the stock market is in a parabola, and as everybody knows, those things, they don't go up forever. At some point, they top, and then they crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that the stock market is on the verge of crashing. If we go through 1640, that's kind of a major support level. If we go through that, then I think this selling is going to really accelerate, and we may go all the way down to fill that gap on January 2nd. And do it very quickly in like the next 5 to 10 days. That would put the S&P down at about 1,400.
Okay.
And so that kind of a crash or semi-crash, whatever you want to call it, I don't know whether gold is going to resist that and go up or whether it'll follow it down. But I do know that when it happens, the response is Bernanke is going to double up on QE. He's already got a problem. The bond market's already breaking. So he's going to have to double up on QE anyway to try and contain the bond market. And this is all starting in Japan. The weakest country broke first. They've already broken the bond market. They've broken their currency, and now their stock market's collapsing. And it's going to, it started there, but it'll work its way up the food chain until it gets to everybody. I'm confident that the stock market is going to set up the next leg in gold. I just don't know whether gold is going to follow the stock market down first or whether it will just start resisting immediately, understanding that this is going to instigate even more QE, global QE.
Well, let's look at a couple of fundamental reasons that I think you're absolutely correct. The only place where I don't think you're correct is when you say I'm not sure whether or not gold is going to, go down in price along with the stock market. From a fundamental standpoint, I don't think there's anyone who would disagree with the fact that fundamentally the Dow basically is smoke and mirrors at this point in time, as is the S&P, obviously. When you look at gold, though, and let's forget about technicals, let's just look at the fundamental aspects affecting gold. Now, Mr. Assad is beating the drum over in the Middle East, specifically out of Syria, very, very actively right now. And I would maintain that the situation in the Middle East as a result of what's going on in Syria and as a result of the actions of the rest of the world vis-a-vis the Middle East, I think that could get to be a very, very bad situation. When you talk about the QE, that obviously Dr. Bernanke is going to have to probably continue with a vengeance, that would be really good for gold. When you look at the bond market that you say is starting to collapse, that's got to be good for gold. I don't see anything on the horizon that isn't positive for gold, Gary.
No. Fundamentally, absolutely, you are correct. There's no fundamental reason for gold to have continued down after QE4. I think we all know that there was some manipulation involved. It caused shortages in the physical market.
Yeah.
And there's no way to get shortages in the physical market without manipulation. The market will automatically adjust price to prevent that. So the fact that we got shortages tells you that there was manipulation in the market. So fundamentally, you are absolutely correct. What I'm saying is that we may have a selling climax in the stock market that bleeds into the gold markets where everybody panics and sells everything. It won't have anything to do with fundamentals. It'll just be a panic climax selling event.
The only thing that I would urge people to at least stop and think about when people start to sell because they're so damn frightened out of precious metals, out of the Dow, etc., what are you left with? You're left with the U.S. dollar. I have to tell you, I personally, if things got to that point, I would personally prefer to have both silver and gold, because I think that insulates people from a potential significant currency collapse.
Sure. You don't want paper dollars.
One wouldn't think so. One wouldn't think for a minute that you'd want paper dollars, Gear.
If the stock market crashes, you know the response. It's the same response that the Fed has had for the last 13 years. They're going to print more money.
You've got a studio dog, too.
I've got a little, two little Yorkies.
Two little studio dogs. We have one studio dog, and interestingly enough, the folks that listen to our show really like that. Anyway, having said that, but let's go back. I mean, God, doesn't it make more sense at this point, Gary, if you're really looking at a major financial panic, having gold or silver makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. If we have a climax selling event, if the stock market crashes, semi-crash, whatever, and if gold gets and silver get taken down with it, you got to buy that. Because the response is going to be the same as at the 2008 bottom. The Fed is going to print more money, so gold is going to do the exact same thing that it did out of the 2008 bottom. It's going to rally like a beast.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I have not a lot, but I have a few friends who think I'm nuts because I'm such a bull when it comes to, holding precious metals. And also, I have to say also, taking possession of precious metals. I'm a real bull in that area. You know, I have some friends who think I'm nuts because I'm not basically keeping all of, my family's money in large amounts of U.S. dollars or in large amounts of shares in the conventional stock market. You know, those companies trading on the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, what have you. I think I'm doing the prudent thing. Gary, you got the final word?
I think you are, too. The stock market, this is just the way history works. When something goes up for a long time, everybody just automatically assume that that's going to continue for the indefinite future.
Yeah.
It's why bubbles occur. It's why we had a bubble in the housing market. Everybody thought that the housing could never fall. And by the same token, if something has gone down for a long time, people just automatically assume that it's going to continue going down forever, and that's just not the way markets work. That sooner or later, the fundamentals, reclaim control of the market, and the fundamentals for gold just keep getting better and better, and if we have a stock market crash or a bond market crash, they're going to multiply even more.
I agree 1,000%. Got to take a real quick break, Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with you after this short break from the World Resource Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report Timeout. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. Got a couple of segments left to go here. By the way, this particular program, as you all know, is originating in its entirety from the World Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. You know, Joe Martin was on the program earlier in the first segment. And he was talking about how he and a group of people, some very influential people, feel that the regulators in Canada specifically are acting more as a hindrance to the mining industry than as a benefit. We're going to get a couple of opinions on that. I'm going to start out with Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence is a regular guest on the program, been on for the last, 15 years or thereabouts, has a wonderful website called Resource Opportunities. I got all the time in the world for Lawrence, and I have all the time in the world for his opinion. Also, Larry Ray is going to weigh in on this. Larry is a mining executive who I've also known for probably about 25 years. Lawrence, let's start out with you.
The regulations around the junior resource market in Canada have really created a worldwide, a global industry that investors around the world have channeled money into this industry on the basis of the fact that it is regulated, that it is watched over, that there is a level of trust that you can put into these things. You know, we've got regulations that are complex. It costs a lot of money for the companies to comply with all these. But at the same time, it's given a level of trust. You know, I go back pre-regulation to the BRIEX era, for example, where there was frauds happening all the time, and the industry got a really bad name, and investors were staying away from it. So they probably overreacted, as they always do, and after a while, the bureaucrats get settled in a position, and they protecting their jobs becomes really their mission in life. So the regulations get more and more and more and more complex. And there's probably some room here to lighten up on some of this. But I have to say that I am absolutely ecstatic that we've got a really tight regulatory environment where there are people watching over, that there is enforcement of regulations, that we do have the 43-101 regulations that, you know, put standards on disclosure. And it's, to me, it's vital. You know, I look at other markets, for example, the OTC market in the U.S., where they don't have that level of protection, and there's so much stuff down there that you just simply cannot trust in any way. So, yeah, maybe they've gone too far. Maybe they need to lighten up a little bit. But certainly the fact that it is tightly regulated, to me, is very important, and I'm all for the regulators in general.
You know, I have a tendency to agree with what you're saying, and but before I turn the mic over to Larry, you know, the one comment I would make is I've been in this business an awful long time. I started my own company in 1982. I got involved in the industry working for a consultant who was very active up here back in 1978. I have to say that the resource sector in 1978 and for a few years, a number of years after that, was entirely different than it is today. Now, going on in the towards the end of the 1980s, early 1990s, I represented the Vancouver Stock Exchange, which doesn't exist anymore, on the West Coast. We did all their media work for them on the West Coast. And I saw the exchange in the late 80s, early 90s, really making an effort to change the image, but they did that not necessarily by doing just eyewash, for lack of better terms, but they actually put what I think were some serious regulations into effect, and I think that did make people a lot more comfortable. Now, Larry, here's the question that I would have for you. Lawrence said perhaps the regulators need to lighten up a little bit, but basically he feels that, well, we know what he just said. He feels that the level of confidence that exists right now is very, very important. What does Larry Ray, as a mining executive, have to say about that?
Well, first off, regulations are to keep honest men honest. But the crooks are still going to bypass those. We've seen it. We've seen where qualified persons have changed assay results and put out false reports. Therefore, the investors losing money. There's no way you can police everything. So I do believe that we're being over-policed. Those costs are being layered onto the companies. I can remember when I first started in this business, or the cost of my cost of keeping a company alive for a year, which is accountants, lawyers, listing fees, filing fees,
everything.
Everything that's come about, all this corporate governance, I could find an ore body for that money. So let's put it this way. First thing I have to do is I have to raise $300,000 minimum just to meet the requirements every year. Then I got to have a staff, because if you're going to actually put the money to work, you're going to need some qualified people around you to actually go out and do that work. Now, regulations are fine. The 43-101 has reached a point where most people can't understand it when they read it. That's one of the things you've got to look at, like the financial statements. People can't understand those. We're talking about the investors out there. Well, you know, we can certainly regulate, but we have to keep it a little simpler for them.
I think some regulations, by the way, are very, very worthwhile. I have to say, based on my 35 years' experience of doing regulatory compliance work for little Canadian mining companies for the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, I have to say that there are pros and cons to every issue. Now, the fact that the accounting standards have become more or less, what's the best way to put this? The accounting standards now more or less are parallel in both countries, and I have to say that I think that is very, very positive. In terms of the 43-101s, not being a technical guy, I guess I can't really comment on that. But, Lawrence, you know, you made the comment perhaps we need to lighten up just a little bit. Elaborate on that if you'd like, or emphasize that if you'd like.
Well, the first comment, we have to be very careful to differentiate between accounting-based regulations, which are a completely different realm, and you know, we're now under international financial reporting standards.
Correct.
And that's completely separate from the 43-101 technical-related standards. In that regard, you know, there's recently, I guess they haven't had the workload that they've had, and they've been focused on, for example, going through websites and nitpicking over news releases and coming back with pointing out a lot of things that are really minor infractions and making it look like it's a big deal. That's what I mean by perhaps going overboard. I think the basic standards in a technical report are sound and realistic and make a lot of sense, and I rely very heavily on those reports, and I like the fact that there is a system in place that maintains a system of standards. Sure, somebody at some point is going to get through and there's going to be some, things that's happening here that shouldn't be happening. But I think it's way better now than it was prior to putting all these new standards in place.
Larry, you've got the final word, my friend.
I agree with Lawrence. The 43-101 is a document that has been engineered. I know some of the people that actually engineered that document to keep everything in compliance. I think for myself, things were simpler when I could read a report that was signed off by a professional engineer, put his license on the line. Regulation is fine, but we can't regulate everything down to what we eat, and that's kind of what we're doing in the mining industry. We've got to, as Lawrence said, we've got to relax on some of these things and not be so nitpicky.
Well, I have to tell you, you guys are both good friends of mine. I have a lot of respect for both of you. I have also a lot of respect for this particular industry, and I have to say that I've been a part of it for an awful long time. I think it is tremendously important to the entire country. I think all of Canada is dependent to a certain extent on the mining industry, and I think that the regulators have to work hand in hand along with the companies to make this a place where investors around the world truly have a certain amount of trust, and where we're not nitpicking and we're not just trying to find make work for people who need to stay on the payroll. Having said that, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with David Morgan.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Saving the best for last. I don't like to say that because all of the guests on our program are absolutely fantastic, but this guy doesn't have much self-esteem, so I have to say saving the best for last. David Morgan. David and I, that was a joke, by the way. David and I have been friends for an awful long time, probably 10 or 15 years. I met David when he first started thesilverinvestor.com. We began speaking in a similar venue with the Silver Summit years and years ago when it was still Post Falls, Idaho, if I'm not mistaken, was the first one. Went from there to Coeur d'Alene, stuck around Post Falls. Now it's in Spokane, Washington. You know, I have to say, David, it is definitely one of the more fun shows that we're involved in.
Thank you, Al.
About being one of the most fun shows. Do you own it? You must own it.
No, I don't. I actually was one of the instigators of having a silver-only show, and that was over a decade ago, and it turned into quite an event over the last several years. The first one was attended by about 112 people, but what's so interesting about the first one was that those 112 people came from Germany, Ecuador, South America, all over Europe, Australia, Great Britain, Germany. I mean, it was incredible that, you know, a lousy 112 people, I'm just saying it's lousy meaning it's not a very big number, was a global phenomenon.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I didn't go to the first one, but I haven't missed one since the second one, and a couple of interesting things happened at the second show. Number one, I was moderating a panel, of which you were the keynote on the panel. Silver was trading around $350, $375 an ounce back in those days, if I'm not mistaken, and you said, in front of it, at that time we had a few more than 112 people, but you said, I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, you're going to see significantly higher silver. Kathy and I started to buy silver. The last time we purchased it, interestingly enough, was around $14 an ounce. We took possession, as you recommended, and that was probably one of the better investments I've ever made. Interesting thing about Spokane, when you look at the demographics of Washington State, you know, you look at the western side of the mountains, Dave, and you look at particularly King County, Pierce County, Snohomish County, et cetera, and it's really a bastion of liberalism. That's not true, particularly in Spokane. A lot of conservative folks over there. One of the more active members on our website, a fellow who goes by the handle of Dai Wee, former federal prosecuting, if I'm not mistaken, the chief federal prosecuting attorney for the state of Washington. You ought to hear some of his views on what's going on politically. You don't get much more right-wing than that. And that's pretty typical for Spokane.
Yeah, I've heard it been said since I've been there, since 1999, meaning Washington State, that Washington State could be divided like North Carolina, South Carolina, except it would go north to south for the division. Yeah, politically, the views are quite different on the western side of the state than they are on the eastern side of the state. The views, generally speaking, are much more aligned with probably Idaho, Montana, in a more less government type of thinking, more conservative type of thinking than there is on the west coast of the state.
I love going to Idaho. I love going to Spokane, and I got to tell you why. Primarily because nobody over there expects something for nothing. Every time I leave Idaho, every time I leave Spokane, I'm feeling invigorated because you got a bunch of very hardworking people who realize the importance of, number one, helping others, and number two, self-accomplishment. Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. I know you don't like to talk politics. You were kind enough to agree to give a few views here on this particular show. How do you feel about what's going on right now with the current administration?
Well, I'm going to answer probably in a roundabout way, but I hope it makes a lot of sense, and this is hard to do without a visual. But I just attended a health seminar that was given by my triathlon coach, and for the record, I haven't done any triathlons for about 5 years, but it was called a superhuman event, and he had speakers in from all over the globe talking about how to be basically a super athlete. This is mostly attended by people that are personal trainers and make their living by coaching people in elite sports like running, track, that type of thing. There was one speaker that was basically talking about motivation and how he had coached a guy that was Olympic level but basically was having a real funk before his event and how he got him out of it. At the end of that speech, he put up a slide, and it was a split-screen slide. And on the left-hand side was one picture, and the right-hand side was another picture. The picture was the king of the jungle. It was a lion. On the left side, the picture of the lion was one that was free. This lion had to live in a jungle, had to find its own food, had nothing given to it at all. It was bright. Its fur was impressive. It had the look of King of the Jungle. It was just extremely impressive. On the right-hand screen was another lion that had been in a zoo for the last 10 years. And its fur was matted. There was no gleam in the eye whatsoever. Its mate was behind it. The male looked pretty disinterested. And this lion is taken care of. This lion is given its food and water every day at a certain time by the zookeeper. And the end of this story from this mentor that coaches extremely high-level athletes was, here's what happens when you're provided for, when you're really meant to be something else. And I say, you know, the idea that a picture's worth 1,000 words, in my view, my opinion, was that was worth 10,000 words, 100,000 words. That picture said everything. If you are to be free, you have to rely basically on yourself and maybe your community, that type of thing, but you don't need anything given to you. And that was the way I saw it. Now, I want to backtrack slightly. Certainly, there are separate individual cases where people are truly needy. I get that. I understand that. What I'm saying, for the most part, that lion that didn't need to be provided for was, and it took basically the life right out of it.
You know, I don't think you could have said it, David, any better than that. And I don't think you were even close to being roundabout in your answer. And I got to tell you, my friend, I agree with you 100%. I appreciate your statement about, you know, nothing is absolute. And what I mean by that is, sure, we have certain elements of our society that need to be helped. You know, that's something that that my wife Kathy has mentioned many, many times to me. You know, every time we go and visit her brother Steve, who happens to be severely retarded, he lives in a state institution because he and the other clients at that particular institution are completely unable to take care of themselves. When there's no one else to take care of somebody, you need that particular entity. The government needs to step in. But, you know, we're all paying for that, for God's sakes. But what we're not paying for, David, is we're not paying for perfectly capable people to be supported by our efforts if they're capable of doing it for themselves. We can change the subject here, but do you have any comments on that one?
Well, I just like to add, and I don't normally do this, but yeah, you know, people say, well, you know, David Morgan's a rich white guy or whatever their impression is. I give a lot. I really do. Not only do I give in money, but I give in time. And I'm not going to go into the details because it's really my business, no one else's. But the idea is to give back. I think the highest level you can be to anyone is to be of service to others. Yes, I do make a living at it, but my head and heart are together. I am service to others. I make money, but I also put my money where my subscribers put their money. In other words, I'm in with them. So, you know, you can take me for what I am, but the idea that, you know, getting something for nothing doesn't work. Our whole society is structured on a monetary system and you get something for nothing. That's breaking down, and it's pervasive throughout society at any level you really want to study it.
You know, Congressman Ron Paul told me something really, really interesting when I first met him. Gosh, it's probably now been roughly 8 or 9 years that I've known the man. I have nothing but respect for him, but he said something interesting. You know, I made a comment to him. I said, you know, Ron, I said, if you know, you're going to, in 2008, you're going to attempt to get the nomination for president on the Republican side. But I said, you know, you have one element of your philosophy that I really can't agree with. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, you're talking about totally eliminating the welfare system in the United States. And I said, Congressman, you have to admit that if that happened, in essence, you'd have rioting in the streets. And I've never seen anybody laugh as hard as he did. He just looked at me and he said, Al, you're not very bright. Don't you think society would take care of its own?
Yeah, I do. I think before the welfare state existed, that people took care of their own. They had somebody mentally retarded in their family. The family took care of them. And there was no family there. Well, there wasn't any family there. The churches did. I mean, things did get by before without the state intervening in every aspect of our lives. And that's a fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want any more information on what David Morgan is all about with the Silver Investor, he's been on our favorite website section for quite some time now. David's a good guy.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.